Good evening. Welcome back live over the internet through VBS Radio. Thank you so much, Don and Doug, for making this possible for us to be heard worldwide. And today it is Wednesday, March the 4th, 2020. This show is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And every time you hear a ding, that is somebody calling in. We have several people joining in here in the last few minutes. Thank you all for being here. Please say a name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey there. Thank you.
Can I hear Terry?
Hi.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Who else? Feel free to say a name and location. All right. And the next person, welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi. This is Debbie from California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hello, dear.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hello, it's Wanda from Liebenthal.
Hi, Wanda.
Pick the
one.
Wanda. Yeah, hi, Wanda. Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Hello, everyone else.
Hey, Wanda.
Yep.
Thank you for saving our hide. On last night's call.
Was it a fraud?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So you checked it out with the VM?
We checked it out with not the VM, no.
The insurance.
With the eBay.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Great.
Hey, hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hello,
hi, Don.
Hi,
Don.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Terry from Dallas.
Good evening, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Terry.
Hi.
Two more people tuned in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Dharmananda.
Grandma White, Devin, Idaho.
Dharmananda and Grandma White. Welcome
hello,
to both of you.
Hello, Dharmananda. Hello, White, Grandma.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda and Grandma.
Hello.
And
hello.
The next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, Roger. We welcome you.
Hey, Roger.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, Roger.
Right.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi.
We're now.
Chris, did you get tornadoed? Were you?
No, actually, we got some heavy storms, but that's mainly Nashville. So, yeah, we just got some thunderstorms. But, yeah, we didn't get any tornadoes in Memphis. But yeah, those are pretty bad up there. They're still funding, you know, dead people.
Memphis is the capital, right?
No, Nashville's capital.
Oh.
Some of them are pretty bad.
Mm. Yeah.
They didn't get to vote yesterday.
Yeah, well, a lot of churches and schools were pretty badly hit.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I saw the pictures on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. Really bad. Three different towns it hit.
I'm sorry, what's that?
It hit three different towns.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it hit Nashville, it kind of downtown, and East Nashville, kind of an older part. And then, yeah, it kind of hit some other counties, like Cookeville, and hit some other counties, yeah. But they said that one F3 was on the ground for a long time. It was one tornado. At first, they didn't know if it was more than one, but they said it was one long track tornado, like winds 165 miles an hour or more.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so long that a lot of people could tape it.
Yeah.
All kinds of pictures of it.
Yeah.
I guess it went through an airport, too, eh?
Yeah, this little mini wasn't their main airport, but, yeah, it was like a little private airport or something.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Welcome
to Mary Eileen.
Hello, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi.
bunch of planes that they use for agriculture, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Two more people joined in. Welcome to you, folks. Please say your name and location.
Yes, Robin from Virginia.
I hear Robin, from Virginia.
From Virginia, yes.
And welcome,
yes.
Robin.
Thank you.
Hey, Robin.
Thank you.
And I heard another voice.
Jeannie. Sorry.
Welcome. Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Hi, Robin. Hi, everyone.
All right. And I welcome all those that have tuned in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you so much for participating. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to. We welcome you. And Terry Brown, do you know about when his whereabouts?
I don't hear Terry.
Yes, he might be muted. Might be looking for Wynn.
Hi, yeah, he's in his room.
All right.
I'll go ask him.
All right.
Coffee.
Anybody notice you can see the sun and the moon today?
Yeah.
Both up in the sky at the same time, the same degrees on east and west.
I heard on the radio last night that berberine kills all viruses in your body.
What does?
Berberine. Berberine.
I heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
Top of my head.
Yes, an herb. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some.
I think it's actually the chemical that's in an herb. Berberine. Burberry, I think.
Oh. Okay.
But I could be wrong. It's just off the top of my head.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please giggle.
Oh, come on.
Welcome, Helen.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi,
Helen.
You know, guys, if we were all in the Titanic, I should be in that band that was playing, smiling at everybody. Which is really good. We're lucky to have them.
Well, another note, Wynn, are you familiar with berberine?
Who?
B-R-B-R-I-N-E. It was just
B-E-R-B-E-R.
Yeah, berberine, I looked it up.
What is it?
It kills the viruses. It's an herbal extract.
It's an herbal what?
Extract.
It's also the herb that the diabetes medication metformin is made from. So
oh, really? Oh, cool. I'm really supposed to be taking metformin. I try to avoid it because I've been doing my 10,000 steps a day with my Fitbit. So my blood sugar's been pretty good without having to take medicine. So I do cinnamon and apple cider vinegar and turmeric.
Three more people, Julian. Good evening to you all. If you want to, feel free to say
hello. Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Who else?
This is Juliet in Okemos, Michigan.
Good evening, Juliet, and welcome.
Hey, Juliet.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello.
Anyone else?
Yeah, berberine seeks out and kills all viruses in your body.
So they say.
Yeah.
I better
you know
move
what?
Back.
Right. Let me tell you. The motivation to sell things is really high. And everyone that has anything is going to be saying to get it. And they may all be good. They may be. But most of them have no, you know, proof. Some of them have.
I'd say the same thing about the vaccine makers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the one thing that I am pretty sure would work for this, which I would go do, is I would get an ozone IV, okay? One of the big proponents of ozone is a guy by the name of Robert Rowan, and he's done a lot of work with it. And on one of the last viruses, maybe it was SARS, I don't remember, but he actually went to Africa and started treating people with ozone IVs.
Yeah.
And apparently he was successful, and they threw him out of the country. Okay.
Yeah, of course. So, if you look up berberine on the internet, you'll see that it has flu activities being called the new turmeric.
I mean, do they have testimonials on there from people?
Well, they've got research too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look it up, and make your own conclusion. I mean, things that should be good are colloidal silver, vitamin C, oregano oil, perhaps, vitamin D. I mean, they should all be good, and you should be building your immune system now, thinking about it.
And frequent sex is also good.
What is that?
Frequent sex.
Oh, frequent sex.
That's a cure-all.
Just don't have it if somebody has a coronavirus.
Can you get that in an IV?
it's for free and it's everywhere available.
Can you mail that?
It's also good for hepatitis C and health and all kinds of things. I'm reading all the stuff here. It's got a lot more benefits than I thought.
You're talking about you're talking about frequent sex?
No, I'm talking about berberine.
You got to be clear here.
Someone else, your name, good evening to you. Welcome. Please say name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And, of course, also welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating. I do not know if you have many questions submitted already, but if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
You know, actually, I think I'm going to ask some questions tonight. If somebody submitted a question and it seems kind of important, for their own personal situation, I'll ask those questions. But I'm going to ask some questions tonight on what's going on in the world, okay?
Cool.
Because I think we all have those questions right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously at a huge turning point. And and I think this call is very important. All of our calls are, you know. Pardon me?
I just was wondering if you're ready to take off.
Carrie, are you here?
I know she is.
I do.
Calling Terry.
We have two Terrys here.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go. Were you muted?
Yeah.
Okay. It's too bad all humans don't have a mute button on them that somebody else could push. Never mind.
I agree.
Us parents always wanted them for the kids.
That would be a good invention, wouldn't it? By the way, Wanda?
Yes?
And all you guys that were on Whole Planet Healing last night? You saved my ass.
Good to hear. Glad you took our advice.
The car was a scam. I checked it out. It was a standard scam that they had been running, or other people had been running, all over the place. And there were all these people who lost thousands of dollars, you know?
We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please share name and location.
Dr. Art.
Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey.
I think it's a little for all of us to pay attention, because everybody out there is just trying to get everything they can right now really badly, like selling stuff and trying to convince you of whatever they want, you know. And it's really bad out there. You have to really give a lot of discernment to everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when something looks too good to be true, uh-huh, it probably is.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. these guys did a really good job, okay, with me. And even with Terry.
It had me convinced.
It had you convinced?
What scam?
I didn't think it was a scam. I guess I'm just, I'm just still way too gullible.
What scam are we talking about?
Well, it was somebody who was selling a car.
Too cheap.
They were selling something really cheap, and it wasn't actually true.
They weren't really selling it. I don't want to go through it. I went through it last night on Whole Planet. But I thought I had bought it, and I was about to wait for it to arrive here. They were going to deliver it, okay? And they were very clever, because they said, how do I know if I deliver it there? You're gonna have the money. So they said eBay was acting at a program where they acted as an in-between agent to hold the money in escrow.
Escrow.
And they gave me a phone number to call, and somebody answered it and said they were eBay. Or they sent me a contract from eBay on this whole thing. And
did you check to see if that's actually eBay's number?
Well, this might have been another division of eBay. But there was a bunch of suspicious things that I noted, but I didn't allow them to register, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're blinded by the light of the good deal.
Right. Well, I thought it would just be a...
You had a good roller coaster ride, right?
Right. Well, luckily, I didn't lose anything except about 6 hours of time, which is pretty precious.
That's why I said roller coaster ride.
Them a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lifted your spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you some ideas for dreams for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Opened a new box of thoughts.
Whole Planet Healing is going to start here shortly.
We're going to start. Is anybody new on the line tonight? Hi,
I don't think so.
No.
Because,
okay.
Because Robin, you've been with us before, right? Robin's from Virginia.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't been on this call, though.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Muted.
March the 4th, I got a date.
The recording has started.
This is March the 4th, 2020. And this is our Wednesday night call where I never liked, I'm kind of liking the Sunday title for the call. Sunday morning with the Elohim. I like that. This call
You know what our sources had said like a couple of months ago? They suggested for the Wednesday call also to call it Questions and Answers with the Elohim.
Did they say that?
Yes, yes, I remember.
Because I was calling it, You've Got Questions, We've Got Answers. Okay. And people submit questions to me by email at questions.intelligent-infinity.com. And then I go through the questions and ask them, okay? Now, we have taken all questions. We haven't gotten loads of new people on this line. And I'm a little bit scared of getting loads of new people, believe it or not, even though I'm going to have to go through it. And, you know, every time we have new people, I suddenly have a deluge of emails. And I don't have the time to answer the emails at this point. Even now, I have emails backed up. And it's hard because some of the people are really needy. And I wish they would keep coming to the calls instead of thinking I can give them some kind of magic answer. And the problem is, sometimes I can give them a magic answer and encourage them to come to the calls and to ask their question on a Wednesday. And I'm not even doing that. And so I have to figure out how to handle this when there's a deluge, particularly with the state of the world the way it is. More people are going to be hungry and needy and scared and in fear. That makes them more open to alternative things if they can really get into what we're doing here. And I should just tell them to listen to BBS for a while or something. Hi to everybody on BBS, okay? Because this really is a group energy. And on some level, even on BBS, our sources can pay attention to you. They don't deal with you as an audience. They deal with you as individuals. And for people that are ready for it or open to it, and you never know who is, they will feel the presence of these energies on these calls. And some people who are really advanced even start, or they think they are, and some of them are, getting messages from these guys. And so I hope some of you will come to the plate and help, because it'll make a difference They're simple things that people can do. And if you have the time to be available for that. Okay. Let's see what we have today. You know, I am scanning the internet, and the basic buzz is that this virus is spreading, and it's going to reach a lot of the world, and particularly our country, maybe in 3 or 4 weeks or 8 weeks. And I don't want to say that it will, but that's what people are saying. And some people are saying that it's being artificially spread or intentionally spread. And I have a feeling that that's a good chance that's true. And what that means is kind of like what we refer to as the negative has their finger on the trigger. And how are we supposed to deal with that? You and I, in this period right now, when there's still some fresh air, where we're not in the middle of, what do they call it? A pandemic, I think is the word. And one thing that John Siboransky sent me, which I'm going to send to our whole group, is precautions you can take if your area becomes part of this. And it was from a pathologist who had studied the coronavirus and seems to know. Now, I didn't check his credentials, but I think he was legitimate. Okay, I think so. Seems to know things about it and how it spreads. And he was saying things that you have to be careful of everything you touch if you go out into the world. If you're pushing your cart in the supermarket, you should wear gloves, and you should have gloves. If you're touching a doorknob, you should wear gloves. Or you could spray something like bleach on the doorknob if you want to. And it's good, it's a good thing to read, to have heads up on what to do instead of waiting till you allow yourself to be vulnerable, and then it could be too late. And then there is how much you can trust the news. Like, supposedly in China, the statistics of how many people were actually got this virus are being reported accurately. And some people say it's really 10 times more than was being reported. And the percentage of deaths is more than is being reported. You know, in general, they were saying 2%, 2%. And then there's another one where they were had a thing about older people might have 10 to 15%, and very young people might have a very small percentage. Maybe the average is 2%. I don't know. But anything that I report that I read is subject to not being true. So you have to take it all in and try to figure the credibility of it. Is it a natural virus that people caught in that meat market in China? Or is it an artificially or genetically engineered virus? And my predisposition is to think that it's a genetically engineered virus. In reading about this stuff in the past, there were most definitely genetically engineered viruses. And there were pretty good case studies that AIDS was a genetically engineered virus. And others. Well, either way, whether it was genetically engineered or natural, there's definitely something going around that it is highly contagious, and that we're going to have to deal with. Now, in a worst-case scenario, and who knows, maybe it's a best-case scenario, who knows? But the scenario is that you die. And in so many of the calls we've done, there were lots of messages about dying and how to have the best death and how to graduate this realm, or how to not have to come back here. And those are good things to remember, because I would say people that are coming to this call are far more prepared than most people for having that experience. And the fact that this is just one lifetime in many, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's true, that we have many, many lifetimes. And on that note, Terry, let me see if I hear you. Hello, Terry.
Hi. Can you give me 3 more minutes?
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I'm talking, just interrupt me so we can get into this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I don't know what to say. Let me just see here. I would say regardless of, I was talking about ozone, IV ozone. Well, you probably all know what IVs are. And most of you know there's such a thing as IV vitamins. It's the most effective way to get something into your system. Ozone is a gas, and it's an aspect of oxygen, and oxygen has, like O2, has two molecules, and I forget the exact what we call those molecules, but it's O2 has two molecules, and ozone has three molecules, which makes it volatile, and it can, the third molecule bonds with things, and then the ozone turns into oxygen, turns into O2. And when it bonds with things, it causes a new chemical formation. And particularly, it bonds with viruses and bacteria in your body. So it disables. And they've been using this IV ozone therapy where they put ozone into your bloodstream. Or another way is to take the blood out of your body a bit at a time and bubble ozone through it, and then put the blood back into your body, in which case it would be having killed anything that's in the blood, and the blood would kill anything else. A second way of getting ozone into your body is to do something called, let's see, can't remember the name, somewhere there, but it's put the ozone into your colon and let it just absorb through your colon, and it goes into the rest of your body.
Called insufflation.
Insufflation, that's right, thank you. And you can actually do this at home in an emergency, although you have to read about it. You have to have precautions. For example, if you just put an ozone tube in your colon, it can build up and pop your colon like a balloon, which wouldn't be a good thing to happen. You can also have a little bag, and you fill the bag with ozone, and the bag has a tube on it, and put that up your colon. And in that way, there's only a limited amount of colon that can get into your system. And you don't have the danger of popping your colon. Now, theoretically, you're supposed to use a medical-grade ozone machine to do this, even insufflation, because a medical-grade ozone machine creates ozone from oxygen, whereas the cheaper machines create ozone from the ambient air, and it has some things in it which might not be good. to absorb.
Teddy, are you back?
But I see.
I think Terry is back, but not yet.
She's back, yeah. Are you back, Terry?
I'm back, yes.
Okay. So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through your body, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while we maintain the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra. We are an aspect of the Ra group and an aspect of the Elohim group. And we come together to be with each and every one of you who is listening or who will listen to a replay sometime or read a transcript. We come to assist. We are from a higher dimension, a higher density, and we move in to position ourselves to be directly with each and every one of you. We do not come to the telephone line or the computer. That is the voice. And the voice is slower than we are. So you may, if you can experience our very high frequencies, you may experience something before the answer comes. If we ever say anything that doesn't make complete sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. We are free will, and we attempt to not violate your privacy. So sometimes when somebody has a question pertaining to someone else, we cannot give a full reading on that. As we do not violate their privacy. Do you have questions? Before we do this, we would like to say perhaps you could do with us a state of the planet extra session as you have done sometimes in 2012 and 2011, and to place priority on the individuals' questions, he asked them for tonight first before you ask other questions on the state of the world.
You want to do the state of the planet now and then do individual questions, then go back to the questions about the state of the world?
We would prefer to do the questions that are have been asked for tonight, as that was the plan, and then to, if there is time left. But to do a state of the planet at some point as an individual topic.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I thought of doing it. So let's start out. We have a question here from John Siborowski.
Yes, we are glad that John Siborowski has asked a question. As during last week, he asked a question, but there was
we were giving information even after the call because the call was short. It was at the end of the call. And he had asked last week concerning the cold sensation that his body sometimes has. And we asked him concerning the subject of hydration and the driving of the cab. There may not be a time in the day for proper hydration of the body. Sometimes when the body becomes dehydrated, it can, in the skin, create a burning sensation in that the skin is withdrawing water from the skin to aid in the operation of the body, and proper hydration can alleviate that. One of the signs eventually of this happening is that the skin becomes wrinkled.
Thank you.
Well, now question.
This question for this week is, I would like to know if I really I'm forgetting to lock the front door of the house when I leave, or if there's a ghost or other entity that is causing it to become unlocked. I also noticed that many of my clothes hanging in my closet and on my chair are torn, even after I had them repaired. Do I have an entity that's screwing around with all this stuff, a ghost? Are these two incidents related? And what do you recommend I do about it?
Yes, we do suggest that you contact Fred and have him take a look, as there is interference going on in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, give us a moment. You can investigate things that you can do to make sure you could have the lock change. Ask the landlord if you could change the lock on your front door and see if she would agree if this would help.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And also, John's mother had a massive heart attack and might not live for more than a few days.
She's majorly ill. We send her as much ease and comfort as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I don't like asking health-related questions. When we were doing these calls some time back ago, I didn't ask them. I just didn't ask them. And one reason is, it's somewhat of a hot potato. We're not doctors. And if we recommend something to somebody, suppose they have a reaction to it. Now we become vulnerable to the whole thing. And so Judy Kane was asking some health-related questions for two people she knows. And it's like even worse to answer these questions for people that don't come to our calls. That makes
it
highly...
Put it on the healing list on Sunday, probably.
Put it on the healing list, and they'll make some comment about it. But ask the people for permission. Let me know you have their permission. And, you know, also in observing things over a long period of time, sometimes people have miracles on this call. And sometimes people follow things our sources say or recommend, and nothing happens. And
we have had
also,
a few calls which describe why this is possible. We could address some of Judy Kane's question.
Okay. Well, she asked about anything that works for diabetes.
Yes.
And anything that's good for the eyes. Okay.
Yes. There is something that has a number of ingredients in it that are good for both the eyes and to build the immune system to protect against diabetes, which would be Vizicure, which is particularly has antioxidants that are particularly good for the eyes. There are other things that can be purchased, like lutein for the eyes. Marigold is GG gold color, which some of this can be is used for making distilling herbs that are good for the eyes. Oftentimes, when someone gets diabetes, there are nutrients in the body that they are lacking, and the body does its best to continue without them. However, it can get those nutrients. It can tend to alleviate some of the diabetes symptoms. We suggest that you either find a good alternative doctor that has investigated this, and you also check on the internet to see some of the information about eye substances, herbs, and antioxidants for the eyes that can help in some cases to take away the oxidative effect that causes cataracts. You might also check in the area of Ayurvedic medicine to see if there is a good practitioner, a trusted practitioner in your area that can treat things like cataracts of the eyes, as there is a treatment that the Ayurvedic medicine has for treatment without surgery for things like cataracts. You've asked a good question, and it takes finding those things that have worked for others and that can be available to you. Back to you, Wynn.
Okay. Let's go to a state of the planet.
Have we asked all the questions?
Well, we asked the ones that are most important right now, okay?
We would like to talk to John Zabarowski's question concerning hydration is when you drive a taxi, you may not be able to have opportunity to properly hydrate yourself. However, and Las Vegas is a dry area. However, there are certain hydrating things, such as coconut water, that help with hydration. Getting enough trace minerals is very important. Having enough for vitamin C, ester C, this will also help your immune system.
Okay. Can we end that now?
If there are other questions people have asked for today, we prefer to handle those first before the state of the planet.
Well, we only have 3 minutes, okay? And the other questions, I don't think are as important right now, because the state of the planet is everybody's question, whether they've asked it or not.
There is not enough time to address the state of the planet. If there is a short question, we would prefer to take that.
All right. Here's Don Herman. Is it more effective to project your intentions out through your heart chakra? If so, how and why? Thank you.
How? That is a good question. One has a pattern of how they have projected energy in the past, and projecting of energies can be honed and developed. Projecting an energy and an intention through a cone shape can direct energy that you are intending to things. For instance, if you get very good at it, you can project a cone to affect a stoplight, and if it for the highest good can be changed faster, you can change it faster and actually trigger the changing of the light by projecting the color green to the light where you would like it to be green. If you project energy, you can do it from the various chakras, and the heart, you could envision from your heart area to project energy, which would generally be more loving. And say if you projected sexual energy from your sexual chakra, the chakra's color, the energy that is projected from that chakra. So the heart would have a more loving energy. The control chakra would have a more dominating energy. The sexual chakra would project a more sexual energy. Now, sexual energy projected can be not only stimulating, it can be a very healing energy. You could project energy from each of your chakras, we hope that gives you some clues.
Thank you. Okay, it's 7:58. I wanted to just mention, you know, a while back ago I had a dream message from some aspect of the Ra group where they said, it's the insanity of passion that makes things happen in the real world. And I think intentions that are passionate are more, can be more effective.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Have more energy in them.
They send off with more energy.
Mm-hmm. So hang on here. Can you unmute everybody, Hayes?
Unmuted.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Wynn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.